Coming up on this episode of the More Mojo podcast, we're going to talk about dressing up and not dressing up. And we got a couple of things that we want to discuss as far as Halloween is concerned. We will get into that. I think at the beginning of this podcast, you can actually hear Joey touch Kirby.
That mojo ain't no good.
Were the mics on? I think they were on for Joey touching Kirby's hair.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they might have been. We might have caught that.
Sensual.
Yes.
I love that he asked for consent.
It's still, though, if you ask for consent to touch, is it still consent? I mean.
What do you mean?
Is it still okay to do that?
I feel like if somebody consents to it, but I'm going to look at you sideways. Like, it depends. Like, please don't come at me and if you like see my afro out, like, and just be like, oh my God, can I touch it? Like, I'm not a pet, but I get it. We've made a big deal. It's a wig. Come on, Joey. You want another feel?
Yeah, actually, I love that.
Ooh. Now, if he asked to sniff it, what would you say?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, I'm not even joking. I was out with my girlfriend and I saw one of my like childhood friends. I haven't seen him for like 15 years. And we're at Uptown in Commerce. And this guy literally went up to my girl and said, "You got nice ears. Can I touch your ears?"
What?
I'm not even joking.
Was he drunk?
He went like this. Take off your headphones.
No.
That's weird.
No.
You were standing right there?
He was my boy, so I was like, go ahead, do it.
What?
He was drunk? High or someone dared him. Those are the only ways.
What?
He loves ears. It's the weirdest thing.
Do you think that maybe he was just so shocked to see you with a real live woman, he thought maybe it was one of those real dolls or something?
I don't know, but like it was one of those things that like it was such an absurd question that I just said, okay, why not?
Was Tianza weirded out by it?
She was. And backstory, she does know him pretty well. Too, okay. So
doesn't
it wasn't
make
like,
it any less weird.
Yeah, you're right.
So she didn't feel like you needed to protect her from the touchy-feely guy?
No, because he said you have nice ears, so I wasn't offended.
So he was complimentary towards her? Researchers showed that half of people working from home don't follow their employer's dress code. This story was a big one today. The issue is 80% of people wearing work clothes felt productive compared to 70% in gym clothes and 50% in sleepwear.
Makes sense. You said when you were working from home for a few days, you still showered and got dressed and everything because it made you feel better.
I had to, yeah. Otherwise, I was afraid I wouldn't. Because I remember you saying to me that when you were at home, I overheard you one time saying something like, yeah, I don't know if I was going to take a shower or do this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of felt like, yeah, you had to kind of like wake up a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's part of the routine. Otherwise, you don't feel that transition from relaxing at home to productive and being at work.
Now they're saying that actually companies that are not going back until 2021 in the summertime, which a couple of them are right here in our area. General Motors is one of the big ones, but then also like Apple, Facebook, and stuff like that aren't going to do it. They're going to actually have a dress code rule. So they're going to say no sleepwear. So they're going to tell you that you have to at least have, you know, appropriate clothing on. Did you guys ever work at a radio station that had a dress code?
Yeah.
Yes.
When we first started here at the station, we had a dress code. What was the dress code?
Well, it was no flip-flops.
No flip-flops?
It was what? No flip-flops. And what else did they?
Really?
They said something else really random. It was like no tank tops or something. It was something that I remember being like, that's not even fair. Because we wear that all the time.
We had a dress code, and it was like one of the most sexist dress codes ever. Because for guys, the thing was that they asked you to wear slacks. That was one of the things that they wanted you to wear. But you could put jeans on if you wanted to. And they said, we would like collared shirts, which I remember, Spike, you would blow that all the time because you're a t-shirt guy. Like to wear, and you, I don't think.
I'm like, forget it. One time I wore the necktie with a t-shirt just to make, prove a point.
But the women had to wear skirts or dresses.
Oh, heck. Hell no.
And which was.
I wouldn't take that
2000.
Yeah.
Nice in 2000.
Yeah. I'm with you, Megan. Like, I got this job because I want to wear a t-shirt and hoodie.
Well, one of the things, Megan, was. It was especially enforced for those that worked the midday and afternoon shifts. So we as a morning show, since we got off the air at 10 o'clock at the time and the office didn't open till 10, we didn't have to follow the dress code as strict as Nikki, our midday person, and J Love, our afternoon guy.
Because visitors could look in the big glass window and see the DJs on air. So he felt they needed to be more professionally dressed.
Yeah. But it was actually a rule by the company at the time, which. Ellen, when you worked in Columbus, was it Nationwide that owned it, in the insurance company, or Nationwide Broadcasting?
No, I started with iHeart.
So is iHeart. So Nationwide, which is based out of Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. the insurance company, Nationwide used to own radio stations, and they had a policy that you had to dress up. They wanted, it was basically like going to a country club. Like they wanted you to wear
no denim
at all. Yikes. It had to be a collared shirt or a button-up shirt. They preferably asked that, no open toes. Even on women, they said no open toes. You know, they wanted it to be a little bit dressier.
Did the skirts have to be fingertip length?
No, they didn't do that. No.
I remember at school, our assistant principal, Mr. Hayward, would go arms down at your sides, and they would measure shorts skirts.
It was wild because I worked for that company for a little bit. And when I worked for that company, I didn't own any of those kind of clothes. No. Like I had no clue, what I was going to do. And my boss said, well, you're at night, so don't worry about it. Because I didn't show up to work until, 6 o'clock at night. Because I think I went on the air at 7.
But that's just so not us, too. Like the only time that we really ever really, really dress up in formal attire is if we're hosting a charity event. But even when we're taking photos and stuff, I would think it was so weird if you guys wore a suit and tie. It's just not our aesthetic.
Now you wear it, you think you're going to a funeral, or you think somebody's interviewing for some kind of a job that's not a radio job.
Right.
So you kind of look at it that way. Speaking of dressing up, Halloween costumes. Are you guys going to dress in costumes this year? Are you going to wear a costume?
What? I was going to ask if we wanted to do a group costume, I mean,
just for in here.
It's just us.
But it's on a Saturday, so we're not working.
Oh, yeah. But
the Friday before, though, we are working.
I'm down.
I'm going to a Halloween party. You say for what, but I'm going to a Halloween party with five other couples.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it the hoax?
No, it's actually our neighbor down the street's having it. So it's her birthday, and it's it's basically our neighbors. So it's a group of neighbors that are throwing the Halloween party that we see all the time. And it's going to be outdoors. We're going to have it outside.
Are you allowed to say what you're going as yet?
No, I don't want to dress up. I told Chelsea, I said, this is the greatest year ever, 2020 coronavirus. I love it. Actually, I really hate it. But this is the only time I'm actually happy about it because I don't want to go to these parties. I hate Halloween parties.
Wow.
Like in general? Do you just don't like them?
I don't like dressing up, Mike. You know what? It's kind of like having to dress up for work. Like the way that Megan, sounded when we talked about dress codes and stuff like that. Megan, you hate dressing up too, don't you? Don't you hate this shit?
I feel like she loves it.
You don't? Really?
Mary
Poppins. Mary Poppins costume?
It was amazing.
Really?
But so you actually enjoy costumes.
It? Yeah, no, I live for it. Halloween is my favorite. That's why I'm so upset about this year. It's everything isn't going to happen. So I'm really let down about it.
Yeah, I think you're on your own with this one, Mojo.
I thought I had
you
somebody.
You could do such simple costumes where you don't need to dress up. Like my Han Solo last year was literally just pants and a vest and you strap a gun on the side. Like I didn't need to... A blaster. I didn't need to put makeup on, or you don't even need a wig for some costumes.
I hate it. Why? I hate dressing up. Because if you've noticed nothing else about me, I'm good at planning ahead for work. I get my stuff done. I do not prioritize my own life, so I am always scrambling to pull a costume together 45 minutes before I leave for a party.
Girl.
And then I end up being a cowboy because I have a flannel shirt and denim shorts.
I can give you 50 costumes out of stuff you have around your house. Are you kidding? There's no excuses. No excuses. It's all about the makeup anyways. Nothing else matters.
And that takes hours. Oh my God, it takes so long. Here's the thing. If I'm going to get myself ready and get out of the house and go out, especially right now, I better look fucking cute because I'm trying to get hit on. It has been months since we have partied. So I'm not trying to wear a Halloween costume.
What? Ears in lingerie.
You know how many times I've been a cat.
See, I hate dressing up for Halloween because there's there's no sexy costumes for a guy my size. You know what I mean? And if I do a couple's costume with my wife, I'm always the fucking asshole.
That's not true, by the way. Remember how sexy you felt when you were Negan?
Well, that's because I was skinnier, though. At that point,
you were like
you thought
all
he said naked,
that.
Didn't
no,
you?
What
no.
was that?
No, you were Negan. All about that costume.
Negan from The Walking Dead. Kirby, this was the time of my life where I was the skinniest with that Ideal You diet.
I don't even know what
I could have dressed naked and I would have felt sexy. I felt so good during that time.
He was a character on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was.
Yeah. Just... You thought I was saying a racial slur,
no,
weren't you?
I didn't. I just literally did not know. I was like, a meagle? What is a meagle? I didn't
Mojo.
Know what that was.
Right here. That was his cousin.
Negan.
See?
Yes.
Oh, I remember you that day.
Yeah.
Oh, you did you come to that party?
No, but I saw pictures. I was like, damn.
She remembers.
See?
Yeah. No, I hate Halloween. I hate it.
Put on a cape, call it a day. That's about as much effort as I'm putting in.
No offense to anybody on Halloween. The only thing I like about Halloween are caramel apples and endless supplies of candy. And this year is going to be the greatest one ever because I'm just going to buy the endless supplies of candy and caramel apples and not give them to anybody. And if kids come to my door, I'm going to go to the door and say, it's coronavirus, assholes.
Can I ask a quick question? Have you guys ever dressed up, though? I know everybody says they hate dressing up, but like you dress up and nobody knows who you are. Because yes, last year I was Lizzo and like literally no one knew who I was.
Really?
No.
What
no,
do you do for a Lizzo costume?
Oh, here, I'll pull it up. Hold on. Go ahead. Talk about
See, I think I think that pisses me off, too. I was the Handmaid's Tale. Okay, I wore the
that
Handmaid's Tale thing.
That everybody was so
thought
obvious.
Everybody thought I was Little Red Riding Hood.
Now, come on.
It drove me. That's the other thing too. I agree with you, Kirby. Like Kirby, I think that Lizzo is a great costume because she was obviously huge last year. She was one of the biggest artists probably around. Still to this day is great, and people didn't know who the hell Lizzo was.
No, but I'm trying to figure out what the costume is though. Aside from long hair, like she doesn't have a single
that big pony. You had a leotard on, didn't
I was
you?
Naked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a great costume.
Because like you know, if you're Billie Eilish with the green hair and the black makeup, like there's certain look. But I
love those costumes. Like if I have to ask, and then once I'm told what it is, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is brilliant.
Oh yeah, you
those,
do look
I do
like
love
Lizzo.
The
look
creative
at that.
Costumes. Let me see.
I saw a girl dress up as a Trader Ho, and she has Trader Joe's.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh, my God, I like that.
Trader Ho, yes.
Can I tell you, though, this is the other thing, too. I hate Halloween because there's a potential nowadays, because everybody's offended by everything, that you're going to offend somebody. And I'm not talking about the stupidity of people that do blackface and stuff like that. I'm talking about just in general, people sometimes get offended by your, like if you do a Trader Ho costume.
How am I going to offend
somebody might
by
be
being
upset.
A Trader Ho?
Well, the hose.
I think I
you
would
might
probably
be offended
get rave reviews for being a Trader Ho for Halloween.
I love it.
But I think what ends up happening is I think that we, like I really hope that one of the things that happens in the next year is that everybody's on edge, calms down a little bit.
That's
so that
not going to happen.
So we can get back to offending.
As long as there's social media, there's going to be all those people.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to be able to have a little bit more fun. I will tell you this though. We talked about our parties that we miss. Megan, you say that you miss Halloween the most out of all the parties that we do during the year. That's yours. I miss the daddy daughter dance. That I thought that was really super special, so and that fun. that was a great one.
The rooftop party is always my favorite.
You like the rooftop party?
I love the rooftop party every year. I didn't love it when we did it in Greektown.
Yeah, that was not a great one.
It was not a good location. It was so hot. I didn't love that one. But normally I like the rooftop.
Our listeners like the pajama party the most, even though that's one of the ones that I think all of us can say it's our least favorite.
Least favorite by far.
Which is funny because you like to dress up, you say, but you don't like to wear the pajamas.
Well, it's actually that everybody else gets so sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
It becomes annoying. Like the annoying drunks that they're at the party.
Put your boob away. Put your boob away.
Stop hanging on me. You're spitting.
Both your boobs away.
So, are we going to still dress up then for Halloween? Are you going to, or for whatever, even at home? Like, will you put on a sexy costume or a scary costume or a funny costume? Anybody? Mike, are you going to do it for your kids?
Something. So, we thought about doing a family costume this year, but the kids won't get it, and we don't really care because they're not trick-or-treating. So, we're going to do, what's it called? Adam's Family.
So, that's so cute.
Yeah, but the kids won't get it at all. And then we were like, well, we'll have them watch the movie ahead of time. And then we re-watched it. And it's not a problem. I mean,
have
I don't
you see the cartoon one?
Uh-uh.
The cartoon one's really good.
Yeah. Is it?
Really, really good. Yeah.
Try that one.
That's how I feel when I do a couple's costume with Chelsea all the time. She picks something that I don't even know what the hell it is half the time. And so I'm dressed up as it. And I'm standing there the whole time going, I have no idea what this is that I'm what I'm doing. But she's more in the know than I do. That's I feel like your kids, Mike. You know,
but if you get a good response, the kids might see everybody getting excited about the costume, then they're all into it. All of
don't
a
you want to see Mike be is it in the Adams Family? Yeah, are you gonna be the
not Lurch. No.
Well, you gotta be Gomez, but you really should be Uncle Fester.
Yeah, man, that's so spot on too. I can't even be mad at that. That is so damn.
By the way, that's the other thing too. The women, girlfriends, wives, they always are the sexy part of the costume, and the guys are always the ones that have to be the...
To be clear, are you complaining about women in sexy costumes? Is that what we're complaining about now?
Only when it's comparing, you know, me standing next to them.
Only when you get to complain about
Mojo, wasn't your wife Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz?
And I was...
And you were?
The Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You should have been Toto.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think that we are going to now, because Kirby said so.
What'd I do?
Friday before Halloween, we're going to all have to dress up in costumes, and we'll do a costume contest. I'm sorry, I have something in my eye. Yeah. I'm telling you guys. Something in my eye. And Kirby, we all got to dress up, so make sure that you show up that day,
you know,
okay?
I'm coming. Whatever y'all decide to do, here I come.
By the way, it's so funny whenever we say, let's do that on the radio, because some of the radio shows, like the, you know, the more adult stations, they'll dress up and they're on the air. Like they're on radio. Like it's not like they're on television. I guess they show it off on their social media, but.
Wait.
Yeah.
What if we all dressed up as each other?
Oh, that's a great one.
What if kept it appropriate, non-offensive.
I call Mojo dibs.
We're drawing out of a hat.
You don't get dibs.
We are drawing out of a hat. I can guarantee.
But we can't tell each other who we're at until that day.
No, it's like Secret Santa, Halloween costumes, and we dress up as each other.
That's actually really funny.
No. Whoever plays Mike or I better shave their head. Don't go cheap. You got to do it.
Bald cap. We got it.
No cap.
Y'all don't come in here with no pillow in y'all pants. What? I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad. And the wig better be good. It better have edges.
What if I walk in on that day and I say to everybody, you know who I am? And they all say, Uncle Fester. And I say, no, I'm Mike.
It's so good.